The rest of the story. Singers inspire composers, and often not in obvious ways, no more than the texture of a particular voice may suggest a wealth of musical ideas to a composer's mind. In 1787, composer Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart buried a friend. He personally conducted the funeral service for a singer whom he had known for only 3 years, and yet of whom he was remarkably fond, and it was this vocalist whose voice had inspired Mozart in the composition of various works, including some of his most prominent works. The funeral was a touching experience, utterly unprecedented in the life of the composer. It was well intended. There was a long funeral procession of veiled mourners, the grief of whom was mostly in deference to Mozart's own grief. There was much singing of hymns, and finally at the graveside, Mozart himself, choking back tears, stepped forward and read aloud a poem which he, a composer of music, had written as a eulogy to his dearly departed friend. Well, the unabashed affection emerging from that poem arched eyebrows then and continues to perplex some biographers. But all of the emotion was there, and it's preserved in a manuscript in the composer's own handwriting, dated June 4, 1787. In any case, that's how this apparently tender relationship ended more than 2 centuries ago. But this is the rest of the story. The two, composer and singer, met not in an opera house or a concert hall, but in an unpretentious little shop in Vienna. For years it was said that upon their meeting, Mozart was reminded of a tune from a composition on which he was then working. He hummed or whistled or sang it to the vocalist, and when the latter then sang it back to Mozart, he, the composer, was sufficiently excited to propose an association between the two. And for 3 years, this association flourished. Now it may be told that according to more careful research into the life of Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart, the friend whose voice so flattered Mozart's music, may have been more than indirectly inspirational. In fact, the evidence suggests that upon that first meeting of composer and performer, it was not the composer who imparted an original melody to the singer. It was the other way around. Interestingly, that same tune would first be expressed not in a vocal work, but in one of Mozart's piano concerti, and it may be one of many melodies born in the mind of this singer and subsequently penned by Mozart. There's evidence for that as well. I feel certain that you have heard that first tune. It's the one from Mozart's G major piano concerto, K-4-5-3. If you haven't heard it in a movie score, then surely on the radio or as background in a restaurant. And yet, even if you've never heard that melody in your life, you may recognize it upon first encounter, simply because it sounds so very much like something Mozart's friend would have composed and did. Did I mention when Vienna notables gathered in June of 1787 for that funeral over which the renowned composer presided and for which he had written a very special farewell poem? They, the mourners, were more than saying goodbye to the composer's friend and associate. They were bidding farewell to a musical genius in his own right, Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart's pet, starling. And now you know the rest of the story.